tell you about the cattlefly or moth or?
Cattlefly is what we referred to it as. Been so long since I've heard it, but I forgot it really.
Do you not use that word?
Well, I've heard it in my life, but it's been a long time in the past. I hadn't heard it right late. Mm-hmm. Used to see when we had the old lamps, kerosene lamps and things. And you didn't have very good screens and things over your doors and windows. And cattle flies would get in the house and get around that light.
People don't talk about it now because they don't have the problem.
That's right, you don't see them. So I bet you that probably near one of my youngins wouldn't even know what you was talking about. Because I had forgotten it, really.
Something that gets in your wool clothes and eats holes.
Moth.
Huh?
Moth.
Okay, and if you're talking about more than one, you might talk about several.
Moths.
Okay. And this is an insect. It's got a long, thin body, and it's got two pairs of shiny wings.
Mosquito hawk.
Okay. Have you ever heard any other names for that?
No.
That's kind of interesting because they're, some people call that dragonfly or snake doctor.
Never heard it called a mosquito hawk.
What kinds of insects will sting you?
Bees, yellow jackets, wasps.
Do yellow jackets, how do they build their nest?
In the ground.
Okay. What about something that builds a nest?
In a tree, be a hornet.
Okay. And something that builds a nest out of dirt?
Out of dirt.
Uh-huh.
Dirt dog.
Okay, do they stink or not?
Well, I think they will if you catch him and mash him. But he won't just light on you and sting you.
It's not like a hornet.
No. That's a hornet or a wasp or a yellow jacket is rough. They hurt. You ever been stung by one?
By a wasp a couple of times. I was
real
small, but I never walked over a yellow jacket's nest or
done
anything like that.
No, I've been stung by the yellow jackets too.
It hurt. How did it happen? You just...
Well, one time, we was logging. I was real young, about 19 or 20 years old. And I was dragging these logs behind the tractor. And making a new road. We hadn't just started logging in that area, you know. And I carried a log with the tractor and come back and got another one. Well, I drug over this yellow jacket nest, but I didn't know it. And when I started to bring the next log over, well, by the time I got the tractor over it, I saw it, but it was too late then. I couldn't stop, you know. And one stung me real hot. It was in the summertime. One stung me right there and closed both eyes. They had to bring me home. I couldn't even see. Of course, they don't do everybody now that bad, you know.
If they sting in the head, though, it's
bad. Then I've been stung by two or three on the back one time. At one time, you know, man, that hurt too.
Were you able to get any medicine for your head?
I didn't go to the doctor. I just come home and let the swelling go down.
It happened to a friend of mine once. She got stung right on her nose. And just for about an hour, she refused to go try to get any aspirin or anything for it because she felt everyone was just making